adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
The last one ended with Kenny horribly murdering.
That's how you remember that?
He didn't murder him.
He did nothing.
He's a traitor.
Not like Moida.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out with the other people. All though,
right.
Yeah.
There's no one else around.
I know.
Yeah, well, at least that's the end. Ooh,
what if you, it could be like you're the Dark Knight now. Like,
yeah,
so you, get, like you have to go on the run because people think, you know, like he was their Two-Face guy.
I'll stick up for you.
All right, so I think we should do another round of...
I'm not sure how many...
I think we should put a picture of each of us on the Facebook page.
Somebody knows who's who?
Either that or just like a group picture or something.
We do that.
Everybody would show up. Person not here. Not there yet.
There's technically a lot of people not here.
Yeah. All you people.
Well, I mean, this is a time for somebody not to show up. Since
yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, that's a good time. Alright, so, Eric.
Somebody gets
DM,
to watch the end. We have a lot of people watching
my campaign yet. Homebrew. Next is... Let's go through everybody here. Next to me is Dustin.
Mythic form of Greece.
He's a mythic form. He's playing a mythic form of Greece. Next to him is...
But no one can tell he's Greece.
Gotta shape him.
Slippery and dark of the touch.
Grease Lightning.
Ooh, that's a
Grease
good spell Lightning. Combo now.
I'm playing Tabit Goodkind, who's now Tabit Chaotic Kind. And, well, actually, still good.
Alright.
Yeah, sorry.
And next to him is Kenny.
Yeah, I'm Lance. I'm playing Kenelvian Goldleaf. He's a rocking elf that plays the spearmaphone and gets down.
Why do you only play elves and Dustin only plays dwarves?
I've only played one character.
You played the...
I wanted to play the monk.
The monk.
It just happened to be a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Where's the coffee? Yeah. Or he did.
Yeah, he died of...
That's true.
He did.
I played a half-orc last time.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, your excuse.
Guess what,
Dustin, what's your problem?
Guess what, he did too.
Are you gonna DM as a dwarf?
I don't know,
yes,
I don't have a stupid Scottish accent.
He's gonna sit on his knees and DM.
You guys should really admire that stonework somewhere.
Have a beard or grow a beard?
Oh, dude, I look like a bird.
All right, next is David as himself.
I'm playing David.
David playing David.
Tabit still has no idea who he is.
I'm a ranger. I ate a rock once.
And he's got his faithful companion, Shivers.
Shivers will be played by Jeremy Irons.
David Olsen. Jeremy Irons' eyebrows.
Dustin, on the way over here, we were talking, and I was talking about Alan Thicke. And he was like, and he said, I always get Alan Thicke and Jeremy Irons confused. It doesn't even make any sense.
It was actually Alan Rick.
He meant Alan Rickman
and
Jeremy Irons. But I don't think Dustin knows who Alan Thicke is.
I don't. I never saw that stupid show.
I don't know any of them.
You don't know Alan Thicke? Growing Pains?
Did you ever see the
D&D? Show me that smile.
Did you ever see the D&D movie, Ryan? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, good.
Did you ever see Harry Potter?
Which one?
I don't know.
Either
I haven't seen any of them.
Any of them that Snape is in.
Did you ever see Die Hard?
Snape is Alan Rickman.
Jeremy Irons and Alan Rickman were in Die Hard and Die Hard 2.
Yes, Jeremy Irons is the German guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and Alan Rickman plays his brother that comes like to avenge
him
in
the
second one.
He's also the voice of Scar in The Lion King.
What?
Scar.
Jeremy Irons was in Die Hard.
Now I know.
He was in what?
He was in Die Hard.
I've never seen it.
What are you talking about? Two or no three?
But they're both in it because one of them plays the brother at some point. Like comes
back together.
Well, I know, but like
he
comes back in a different movie.
Jeremy Irons is his brother.
In like the later ones.
Okay, I got it mixed up. I didn't know which one.
He bangs out Hot German Chicken.
So anyway, this is Die Hard chat.
And
this is getting confused British actors.
And our fourth chair in Die Hard chat is Ryan playing Minto.
What do you think of Die Hard 4?
What do you think?
Wasn't bad. But I played Minto. The fresh maker, apparently.
Throw it.
I'm a human sorcerer. I just mainly like to burn and blow stuff up.
You say you're human.
And yippee-ki-yay.
And somehow you get the voice of conscience in our room.
Yep.
And reason.
Vomit.
Oh, we own an inn. Shivers is...
What the fuck? Oh, did you want to do what I was talking about, what the tricks...
Yeah, I didn't look into that, but I didn't like how you could all, that you it restricted you.
Yeah, coming the one, because you get that free trick, which I guess they learn automatically, is how I understood it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I kind of, I would rather just teach them random things that I like instead of having to be like.
But I mean, you get that, but then you can teach them other tricks.
Oh, you can? Okay,
yeah,
see, I thought.
It's like a package you can. It's like, I'm doing, he's
oh, and you
trained
for
attacking, so he gets this, this, and this. And then.
But then you could, like, do other
stuff
too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, the way. Well, I didn't read up on it, so what you posted, I thought that it meant that if you pick a trick, you can't do anything else.
Yeah, that's what I thought too until I read more.
Oh, okay. So I have all the tricks?
You don't have all the tricks.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I was confused because there's like two categories that you have half the tricks in already, so I didn't know which one you would want.
I have fetch, attack.
We are going to use that tonight, Lance.
Oh, I can't look at it?
You'll be looking at it pretty closely in a second here, put it that way. Well, you know,
if we choose to, I say we all go back to that bridge.
That's where this is! What?
Oh, the bridge with the stuff underneath it?
Mm-hmm. I think we got to check out the insane asylum.
Yeah, that was something.
All right, so what happened last time? The guys are in the, on the bottom of, what was it, a crypt or something?
I thought it was just a house.
Yeah.
It was a house, but he went down about 800 feet, and then the...
Remember, there was corpses that we did not hump?
Rich oh, that's right. Rich I heard tales about that crypt.
yeah, ritual chambers.
There's a crypt on the way down.
There's a crypt on the way down. Ryan got it right there. It's more of a ritual chamber. You guys found the book. There's
we came to a
weird...
dead end.
Yeah, you did. There was the hardest encounter you ever had with a grate that you guys tried to squeeze through for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was a
little... In real life time. Math people, you can translate that to game time.
I like...
46 years.
I like when you were trying to pull me out, and I'm like, no, I'm trying to go through it. And then,
yeah, I just pictured Dave going through, and Kenny's pulling him, and Shiver's trying to pull him out. Like, no, I want to go through! Or they eventually made it all through.
Took 40 shakes of Shiver's time.
Took 40 Shivers.
They caught a new
Shiver sale.
A new measurement of Shivers.
I forgot about that. That made me laugh so hard when I was listening to it.
They found a spike pit. They were able to overcome that. They came to like a an ancient staircase that was filled with water. They sent Shivers down, and he got scared the shit out of them. And eventually they fished out a giant tentacle monster type thing.
I threw it back.
Too small!
We got fined because we didn't have our fishing license.
So they killed that. They went back up to the top where they were having a funeral for three of the Dark Knights.
Oh.
David decided to show everybody his fountain statue impression while everybody.
His terrible social tact.
Yeah.
No one was paying attention to me.
If you were smart, you would have stood in front of Krishaw and just said, "Hey, everybody! I got this skin! Can anybody make anything out of that?"
What skin?
Nerdy armor.
Oh.
You skin yourself.
I have magic wood.
You yeah, sure do.
The skin you skinned off that creature we killed?
Oh, that's right, I did skin. Well, that doesn't surprise me. I just assume I skinned everything.
You kind of skinned it. Its skin was really tough.
Mm.
And then a group of you went over to see Krishaw to ask her some questions. And then Kenny and met up with Martin. It turned out Martin was part of the Wolverine. And then Kenny knocked his ass on the ground. So, I got that Kenny knocked him out. He didn't.
Oh, that's right. I didn't kill him.
No, he did subdual damage. I remember we looked up the rules. So, as of now, that is where we are.
So, Martin's, we're still separate?
So, yep. So, you guys are...
I guess Martin, the traitor, has a little more respect behind it than Martin, the coward.
Yep.
You guys are over with Krishaw. Rice is with you guys too, but we're going to say he forgot that he left the oven on at the end and he was back to the end.
We have an oven?
Yep.
Yeah, we have a dragon and like a stone.
I do like it. Hey.
Once we go back, I guess.
Yeah, you guys get money and it's more than 3 days.
Okay.
And then I don't know what Kenny is.
Did we already talk to Krishaw or...
Yep.
What'd she say?
She hinted that you guys should talk to Ricard about the book, which David said he pointed out numerous times, and I pissed off when no one listened to
it. I didn't read it.
Okay, I want to go to Tan.
Are we going to go take a rest yet?
I need to talk to him.
Yeah, you guys have been up for more than 24 hours.
All right, maybe we should go back to the inn and rest.
I'm mythic. I'm fine.
I just beat up that. So Kenny just beat that guy.
Yeah, so you got that guy. You got Martin.
I do.
Are there other guys next round to come
to investigate now.
I am quite sweet.
And they probably heard Martin say that, because I think David shouted it or something.
I whispered. Then I shouted, "Stop trying to kill me."
Ouch, hurts!
Kenny's bad.
You can't retcon that. You yelled it.
Yeah, I did.
The Wolverines are awesome. Ow, stop stabbing me.
I'm a Dark Knight.
I really love the Wolverines.
I need to go commune with Hupoidal.
If he interrogates me, I don't know anything actually about the Wolverines, so I don't know.
Everybody thinks he's guilty because he says I'm a Dark Knight and he doesn't say hell afterward.
He's not a real Dark Knight! Oh!
We'll have dark mates coming. Because they're dark. They're dark.
Huh. Oh my god, I'm not the only painted mini anymore.
Shivers is painted?
Yeah. No one cares about Shivers.
Excuse me.
Oh. If only he would wear the glowing armor.
Yeah, if he would find something other than Uncle Bunga's on the ground.
You know, grubs.
Found lots of grubs.
Yeah.
He shared them with David. David's a grub breath.
So where are we at? Are we doing Kenny right now, or are we doing...
We'll do Kenny, yeah, okay, so... You
know, those were disturbingly...
delicious
looking in Lion King. When they're eating them. The boar and the...
Oh, Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah.
Pumbaa?
Those were disturbingly... some grubs. Yeah, they did. They were, like, really plump. Disturbing.
Nathan Lane and that other guy?
Sure.
All right, so
Kenny.
They show up. This guy attacked me. Apparently,
yeah, we heard him say something about Wolverine.
Yeah, apparently Martin here is not just a coward, he's a traitor. So I think it's time for him to go to jail.
All right.
So can you guys take him off to jail?
Yep, we can sure do that.
I love how the Dark Knights work. Okay, sure.
Well, they are a bunch of idiots.
Just to tell Vigilantes have more say over what they do.
Yeah, exactly. We should start buying all the businesses. I'm going to ask Tan if he wants to sell the business.
Well, actually, what do you think they would say besides that? I guess I don't... They heard him say that. I don't know.
Yeah,
they would
I know.
Be like,
I was thinking more of like when we were playing the Dark Knights. And...
So they must not have liked Martin very much. I mean, they're immediately like, yep, same way.
Well, they didn't... Yeah, they didn't really like him anyway because he was a coward. So. No.
Did that spread, though? How fast did that spread?
So Kenny found out, he starts singing it.
He made a song.
Town Crier.
Martin the Coward.
I've only been back in town for a day.
He hasn't been back yet.
He came out, turned traitor. I was where it was headed. I kept goading you.
You're a very hard worker.
Well, maybe that's why Martin turned. He was just so, right, you know,
so
everybody kept calling him Coward. It was only one day. So maybe.
It's your... We'll question him later.
What's Kenny doing?
I'm going back to the inn for now, I guess. They've already probably done some
shots. You want to sit on the well and just reflect.
What the fuck?
Don't get in there. Your car will knock you out.
No, I didn't.
Okay. It was a dream. I just passed out.
You passed out because you had me slip.
I am going back to the inn to pray and to get
I'm going to kind of change the story a little bit for Cresholto. She told you that they kind of had a stalemate or whatever. That's why the Wolverine stopped encroaching. But I had a little idea after we were done. The reason that they stopped is that invisible thing attacked again, and it attacked both the Dark Knights and the Wolverines. So they kind of both stopped to deal with that.
That's awesome.
That's why...
I hate the Dark Knights, and I hate the Wolverines.
What invisible thing?
The thing we're going after.
What's this town called?
We're going down to the basement, that crypt. We're going down to that basement.
Invisible?
But it's invisible?
I'm not here.
No one saw it.
I'm
we
going
don't know
back to the inn. I'm
waiting
for you guys to show up.
Saw what? The octopus
from
thing?
What? From what?
The house.
From
like
what?
Destroyed.
The question, mm-hmm. the initial question you guys did.
Yeah,
someone said somebody went up in the air and the blood just bursted all over the
yeah.
place.
That's right. Okay.
Sorry,
I don't remember things.
I could see why you blocked that out.
I was scared?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You're 17.
I'm
all right.
15.
I mean, the part that under gets put on the podcast is David's roleplay is when he climbs into my bed every night. No, he just sleeps.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
And well, now I have shivers. You don't have to worry about it.
He did.
You know,
I have shivers in his bed.
I'm like Danny DeVito. And
he's like, oh,
it's always sunny in Philadelphia. I'm just a real short authority figure.
I asked Chris Shaw if she wants to come back to the inn with me.
Yeah, no.
Just some cuddle.
Very quickly. No.
I said, do you want to come back to the inn?
No.
So, in
no.
You gotta hit it hard as that. You're like, you know what? I want to go to bed now.
Simple.
Have you ever been with a man that owns a bed?
How about five?
You should roll for this. I feel like this could work.
You want some Drake meat?
What do I add to that?
Sorry, Eric, what am I doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys doing.
Diplomacy?
He tried to convince her to do what?
To go come back to the inn.
Check out his.
I don't really want to do this. This is creepy.
I'm gonna say he's going. She was going to.
No.
That high world.
Come on, I had a prostitute and Eric alone in a room once.
It's just weird.
It was funny. It was just me and Dustin by ourselves.
My character is asexual. He's like, he's got something wrong with him. He just
he's asexual. He has sex with himself.
No, he just
no.
Isn't that what asexual means?
A piece of you breaks off and
I mean,
turns
like
into
just
David?
Non-sexual.
You're non-sexual.
Did you take a vow of celibacy?
No, I'm just like, Mike.
He doesn't understand sex.
He's just crazy.
All,
like, he just has no interest.
Like,
it's like
Sun Ra.
That's like Sheldon from...
He does things.
That's a motherfucker.
You're a Badger fan? Team Badger?
What Shivers and I do alone.
He may question himself if there's somebody dressing that.
Hey,
Badger outfit.
Mortimer,
just to
is
let
very,
you know, Shivers got that name for a reason.
Yeah, Mortimer's a very liberal town. So do whatever you want.
Except for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But I forgot about them. We gotta get rid
of them. Yeah, we just killed a bunch of them. They don't even care. Well, I guess they wouldn't know
they?
It was us. I'm gonna go to Tan.
Okay.
And then go to the inn after that. Because I've got some.
What's everybody else doing?
I'm sleeping and praying all at the same time.
You guys are heading back to the inn?
Yeah,
I'm already there.
You guys don't want to come to town?
I've got a beer in my hand.
No. Okay.
I may have picked up a nail or two.
You guys might want to go over your items because I know some of you guys have items that you didn't even know you had, i.e. the ring of swimming that you guys identified that might have come in useful when you were trying to swim.
Well, it gave you a plus one. I remember arguing about that.
I remember I traded someone.
Lance?
I traded Kenny... I traded Rise, the cloak, stealth of cloak.
Oh, okay, so
cloak
you gave
stealth.
Your elven cloak to
stealth of cloak,
right?
I wrote down Malachite.
Way
what does that
Malachite?
Mean?
It's an old stone.
Okay, well, you have 20.
It's a pretty stone. I don't have anything. I've got pretty good stuff to begin with.
Though. And I took the, I have
took the, you took the resistance.
Yes.
I've got like a
and there was a wand of... Cold, I think, but you may do,
I never took one.
How many rings can you wear?
Two.
Does anybody...
Ten.
I mean, I'll take the ring of swimming, just, but, I mean, I've already got one ring, if somebody else wants
what about
it.
About the seven swans of...
You wear two.
Seven swans.
Or two, unless you have a certain magic item.
I've got a mithril shirt and, my spear muffin.
So do you want to swim?
Spear muffin.
Would you like to swim?
Would you like to get a plus one to swim in?
I might like that.
What's your swim at?
Three.
Mine's at 9.
My next character is going to be.
Why is yours only 3? You're supposed to be amazing.
Barbarian.
I
remember. I got a special bonus to swim because I took
a feet.
And he kind of
likes to climb.
I should probably
climb
these 1 point,
too, but not
point.
As much as smash.
Yeah.
Well, is it better to have you slightly better or to have the?
He's just going
to
be completely.
You know what I mean? Like, is it better to just have one person be really good at something, or is it better to like?
I would
say really good.
So
he might be.
Who has the best swimming? Probably not the wizard people.
What the cold?
You're
long
swimming.
Cold?
No,
I don't
fucking swim.
Okay, well, I have a 9.
It's like a stone.
Okay, well, if I take the ring, I'll have a 10.
Just hold on the ring.
When Hugh Coyle came to me, there was no water.
Water was
water involved. Yeah, I don't swim. I would drown. I'll admit it. I can't swim.
I would think the dwarves probably do not float.
No, we don't.
Oh, and we also need to go. I want to see Tan, and then I need to see
my doctor.
I can't see him because you have the book. Never mind. I'll just.
You've been up like 24 hours. You probably should take a.
I'm 15, man. I'm having fun. I just need to see if my armor's done and see what he's going to make me with his
wood. He already gave me that armor.
He gave me the dragon armor.
Oh, that one.
The Drake armor.
Drake armor.
Did you ask him at the funeral?
Yeah, you dick.
maybe it's done by then.
He's probably asking why he was frozen.
No, I want to see if he can do anything with his wood.
It just sounded like. The shivers, I don't think Shivers even gave a shit.
About what?
You were frozen.
Nope.
He just sat and looked at it. It's like obedient. You know, like derpy dog pictures on Reddit. Just like hanging out his tongue out.
Shivers?
That's pretty awesome.
How smart is Shivers?
Not very. Or at least...
How smart?
Doesn't care much for
he has a minus four to his ability. He has an intelligence of two.
So you guys think that looks like you're in?
If not on fire, yeah, I'm good.
I was going to make the opposite.
Case. I thought...
They have this extra part here. That's not...
I'm going to take this counter and maybe do this. Can you call and order a new map?
Either you got that or you got
no, that's fine.
This gigantic thing.
Here. What's on that? Guys are on
what's on
that?
Who's our concierge?
Gigantic one.
Ooh, let's have the bigger one.
No.
Okay.
We can't have the bigger one.
Why? Yeah, I want the one that has the sewers.
We hired Wendy to be our concierge.
Wendy, yeah. The
skank.
Light, yeah. The light skank.
Yeah. The skank!
Yeah, I think Hugh Coyle is cool with me getting around.
I didn't have a problem with hiring the
skank.
Except we didn't know her.
Yeah.
That was the only problem.
Well, I'm going to interview her. We didn't give her a job.
I feel sorry for her.
We do a lot of things.
Alright,
well,
I mean,
we're like
affirmative action, you know.
We're like the. We're all the social welfare of this town.
Alright, Eric.
Remember
where am I sleeping? In the master?
Yeah, I guess. What's everybody doing now?
That's on the next floor. That's
on
the
second
floor.
Yeah.
Well, what time is it? How long
I'm having a good old. I'm having some ale.
How much time has passed since the funeral?
It is about 2 hours after the funeral, so it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you guys have been up since for over 24 hours now, like 30 hours.
Okay, so
I'm ready to get
ready
soon. Yeah,
I fell asleep in the fountain for a minute.
I prayed for an hour at least. I'm in bed now. Like I'm resting.
Yeah, because I mean you won't get your spells back until you actually rest.
No, well, clerics get them and pray for an hour.
No, that's not how it works. I read it.
No, we did read up on it.
No.
We had this debate.
You have to sleep.
You have to sleep and pray. Yeah,
where wizards have to sleep and then prepare their spells.
You
for
can hour. You can rest and then take like 10 minutes whenever to memorize like one spell, whenever you want. You like leave blank spells open, but you can't just rest an hour type thing. Because that's super overpowered.
Let's just take a full on break. We've been doing shit for
over 24
yeah.
hours.
No, I'm sleeping.
I'm having my drink and then going to bed. All right,
so say this is the bed area.
Asking how Mako has been liking.
We're sleeping
in
the basement because we need to have our rooms open.
We should probably do something about that.
Oh, I forgot.
I thought we set up that we all sleep in the basement. We have like a big like Walton's type bed. It's just huge, and we all just cuddle in there.
We all cuddle together.
Yeah.
Like,
what
it's a big round bed.
What is David, I know what you're gonna be doing. What's
we're feeling something's gonna happen. He's very curious
what
everybody's doing.
What's Mentos doing?
Sleeping.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna stick the book
here's
in my
your,
room.
Here's your stuff, Drake.
I rub its nose for good luck and then go to sleep.
How are we supposed to get people in with that thing near the door?
What? It's like, have you ever been to the Holiday Inn?
With the polar bear?
Yeah. That's what this is like.
Dustin.
What? Take some pictures?
You take the best pictures. Everybody always compliments yours.
Bullshit. You don't even know which ones are yours and which ones are
mine. I can tell. Well, you know how I can tell the difference.
Allison says she's going to come down and take pictures.
When you're in?
Well, yeah, just like, what?
Allison says she's going to come down and take pictures when she gets back.
Well, where's she at?
I'm going to do super ass.
She started crying when she saw how blurry the ones we posted.
Oh.
They were blurry? I saw a couple, I think.
They were blurry. I'm just ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, when I said blurry, I meant Ryan was in. You're very upset about that.
That's his nickname. Blurry. Blurry's in this picture.
Who fucking complimented my picture? Who's lying?
Me. I did.
Oh.
I was more complimenting that I was
in. I'm going to put the book in my belt pile.
Yeah, she need to quit taking pictures of me, actually. I noticed that I'm in, like,
a lay down.
All right.
What's wrong with being in pictures?
Okay, David, what are you doing?
I'm talking to Tan.
Don't move your
hand.
Right, there you are.
Tan.
That's why they're blurry.
What's up with this wood?
I got wood.
Do you know what's going on with it? Tan.
Says, let me take a look at it here.
Okay. Why are you taking out dice to look at wood, weirdo?
I don't know. Why did you take out dice when you were talking to Crucial?
That's a good question.
Your head
explodes. I don't think about a lot of things I do, Tan. I know it had something to do with necromancy, but I don't know from no books.
He kind of looks at it, and he's like, yeah, it's definitely got some necromancy in it.
Can you make some sweet-ass arrows?
I can't make ass arrows, but I can make normal arrows out of it.
Okay, and also I've got the skin from this thing. Do you think you could do, like, a little, like, add it on to that? Like
to your chimera? Of a cloak you want?
Yeah, well, like, does it have any special properties? Do you know anything about this kind of skin?
He's like, looking at it, like, yeah, I don't know how to touch this thing.
I lick it. It's fine.
Hey, good.
Didn't you eat some of it? Didn't we get you to eat some of it?
I think so, and I got sick.
Yeah.
Not the first thing.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He's like, yeah, this looks like a Grick skin.
It was. Well, I mean, it is. We killed a Grick. Did you ever see that show on Comedy Central, Jiminy Grick?
Yes, I have.
That's funny.
Jesus. I watched it right after. I watched it right after I played Agricola.
You guys are terrible. You show yourself.
Oh, man, it's almost Christmas. It's time to watch how a Grick stole Christmas.
This is why we never progress.
Grickly speaking, we progress quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, let's go back to the back of my brick and mortar shop here, and we'll figure it out.
All right, let's go.
It'll be Grick.
Does it have any special properties?
I just imagine Tyler here pissing himself right now.
Oh, God. He's a shit. And then I get mad at him.
After he knew what a Grick was, he would
be like, well, Grick, you, Dustin. See how dumb that is?
Did we find a path?
I think we almost did. Okay. I saw it in the distance.
Okay, so, well, okay, you said that you want to make arrows, and I don't know if I can do with anything with this. It's not very much.
Make like a little... Can you make like a little hat for Shivers?
I might be able
it?
To make a belt out of it.
For Shivers? Could you make like a little belt for him?
Yeah,
so he could like carry stuff around for me?
Yeah, I could probably do that, yeah.
And look at these sweet slippers I have.
Yeah, you showed those to me already.
Aren't they cool? Yeah. See how the spider web, you can't see him right now?
No.
Well, yeah, because you can't see him. Exactly, so you do see it.
Yeah.
Where's that dwarf fella you hang out with?
He's in the back.
What's he up to?
He's hammering out some stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I could probably make about 25 arrows out of this wood, but it's going to cost you about 2,000 gold.
Okay, just put it on the...
It would be a nightmare.
Put it on the Tabitha then.
No.
Okay. You're going to have 2,000 gold. I don't know if I have that much.
He takes all the party money. Here you go. Guys, but I got 25 arrows.
I don't have a sleep right now, but have you ever thought of maybe putting some of that money into the inn? It was like your character's goal.
Mm-hmm. What will the arrows do once it's done? What will the arrows do once they're done? You don't know?
Are you asking me or are you asking Tan?
Tan.
The least hit better. There's a chance that they might do like a bite type thing to them.
A bite?
That like bite them for a while.
What? They'll come alive and bite them?
They won't be alive. It'd be like almost a half a minute they'd be biting on it. So it'd be like you getting bit by something and it keeps gnawing like a mosquito and you have to like smack it off type thing.
So like if I'm at a party, say, and I take out one of these arrows, will chicks dig it?
No.
Like will they think I look really super rad?
No.
You don't know. There might be some arrow lover woman.
You just say thing. No.
Okay, I'll take them. I don't have that money though.
You can go ahead and keep everything then.
I'll give you 5 platinum.
What's that, like 50 gold?
I think so.
Well, that's a good start.
Okay.
I need more though.
Okay. Here's a nickel.
A what?
A nickel.
What's that?
It's a type of currency I made up. It's grass that I keep in my pocket.
Will this do it?
I'm very disappointed you didn't say I got 6 shivers.
Oh. Let's go back in time. I guess go back in time. Alright.
That's the next one.
Tan, your prices are a little steep. I don't know why they're so expensive.
Do I have to make a living?
For 2,000, just to make some arrows?
Yeah, there's wood.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make them low on a price, you're going to have to do a diplomacy.
Make him go somewhere else.
Where else might you go?
He's going out of town. You're going to have to deal with it.
And he already hates me anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, 2,000 for him.
All right, so where is that? Is that dragon armor almost done?
Up the price.
I'm still working on it. It's all...
It doesn't look like it. Looks like you're wasting time talking to me.
Hey, you're right.
Okay, then I go to Drakkar and I just yell out the name of that Aklo god that Dustin can understand. I want to see if he understands.
I bet you get committed.
That is good. Yeah. And then, I kind of hope he does.
You actually going to?
Yeah.
Either that or you get cured of the rabies that you finally have the entire game.
We wake up and we find out he's been drugged.
You're sitting out there yelling screeches and the three of the Dark Knights come up and is like, hey, Dave, is there a problem?
No, I'm saying it to Drakkar.
Yeah, but they hear you screaming it.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
It's my Tourette's.
Where's Drakkar? Did he react?
He's still inside. He didn't do anything.
Well, I was going into his place of business. I wasn't just walking through the streets yelling.
That's the impression I got. It's like, I'm going to go yell at him at Drakkar's place.
No, I go to him and talk to him.
Oh.
Just running through the street yelling at close.
Just like he said.
Know. Well, I guess my character wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds like a David thing. Alright, so you say it to him?
Yeah.
Say anything before that?
Says,
the breakfast sir?
Nope, this is the first thing I say.
How do you know that name?
I read a book.
What book?
I didn't catch the title. It was okay. There's a lot of weird words in it.
I need to see that book before you start talking about it, and he says it exactly like you did again.
I don't have it. I know where it's at, though.
He says, well, I'm sorry, I'm not doing his character right. He says, well, I need to see it again next time.
It's good if you could.
Well, but you recognize what the thing is?
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about it?
He is one of the old gods of madness.
Do you know anything about this god named Hugh Coital?
Yes, actually, I do.
What do you know about him?
He's one of 4 of the original bestial gods.
Why don't you fucking ask me while I'm awake?
Because this guy's cool. He's got a mask.
It was Hugh Coital, which was an aspect of the chaos of life.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Quetzalcoatl, which is about order.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's...
Siuquatl,
which is about life itself, and then the Nameless, which is one of the names you're actually saying.
I'm confused. I don't know what any of this means. You're smart. Do you have any underwater breathing potions?
Not me, but I can make some for you.
Can you make some? We need to go. We killed a Grick.
Okay.
Did you know anything about this ritual? They like summon this Grick, and I think this Aklo guy or something.
I don't know what ritual you're talking about.
I acted out for him.
Alright, so David's going to be in there for 2 weeks.
No, I tell him whatever I remember from the book. I don't, you know, obviously I didn't
make
really...
a wisdom check.
You should roll that out.
Well, it's even lower now.
Yabdi dabdi doobie dee.
That's a 10.
That'd be a 10.
That'll get you. He did things or candles.
There's book words in it. Spells.
10's not that bad. It's half. That's okay.
Yeah, there's spells in it. And
it summons a grick. It's an Aklo.
There's people's names in it too.
I know a metagaming here.
Yeah, there's yeah, it talks
says,
about
Keeper. He goes, why don't you just go get me the book and get some fucking sleep, dude?
Okay, will you make those potions for me?
It'll take me at least 2 days, and it'll cost 500 gold apiece.
Oh, Drakkard!
Why do people want a pet?
Tell you what, I'll give you a 5% off a 2 week stay at the Ben Badger.
I have my own bed here.
But have you ever slept in a bed that a badger slept in?
Just
every room comes with a free badger.
I'm very tempted to say my bed's made out of badgers.
Keep that promise. Don't be making promises.
No, that'd be awesome. That was their feature for a hotel. There's a badger in every room, and that's why nobody stays there. Because there's a crazy, evil badger trying to attack you.
I'm glad I didn't throw any of my own money into this. I mean, you did technically take it.
He says, why don't you get some rest?
Okay, I sleep on his floor.
You bring the books over here, and I will see if I can help.
Okay, well, thanks for your help, and then I'll have Shivers dance for you.
Oh, Shivers is there, huh?
He's always with me.
It's like he's smelling.
He'll dance because I just need to. Since I know it, I just have to get above 15 for him to do it, right?
Yes.
So he does a little. He does a little dance.
One kind, like the margarita.
He does this.
No, he does the.
He claps his hand. You don't know if he's like excited or making fun of you or doing it because you can't see his face.
Oh.
But he's just like.
Okay, see you later, buddy. Oh, yeah, make those potions.
Shivers is popping locking.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. You can do what you wanna.
He's like.
Leave no man behind.
He's like, pop locking out of there.
Yeah, we're walking back to the end. We're just doing it the whole way.
Pop, block, pop it a block, pop, 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 I'm Shivers, bam.
Okay, so.
And then you can put the slippers on him and start doing it up the walls.
Lionel Richie's it.
But he only has it on 1 foot, so have him hang down.
Could I put it on his head and then he could stay, like, and just take him on his head?
Is he probably, like, okay with badgers? Does he have, like, a thing?
He loves them.
that's your favorite.
That's your dream right now.
Just making sure.
Your inner dream.
All right, so what's everybody doing now? Everybody sleeping?
How long has it been?
Yeah. It's probably about a half hour.
Yeah,
David's allowed.
I asked Makoa, do we make any money?
He's like, no.
How many guests do we have?
None.
No. There's no other inn in this place.
Tabit's sleeping.
We need to put an end to this war so people will actually come back.
It'd be a good idea. He said I can make a pretty awesome gin and tonic now.
Prove it!
He gave you one.
All right,
I'm
so
not
we're
old enough to drink. I throw it away.
you didn't ID me.
Yeah. I find you. And now, and then I find our inn.
Did we at least? Well, I'm not awake.
Yeah, I'll go to bed. Me and Shivers will climb in. Climb into the old bed. Now something's gonna happen.
The old
Makoa's Shivers. Gonna be awake to, like, make sure we're not gang raped in our sleep, right?
No.
Makoa's up.
Okay, good.
What about, what was the other one? Crow?
I'm assuming his perception.
Hey,
hi.
Crow's there too.
Is Crow there or did Crow?
Yeah.
The Crow
I
there?
Don't know when you're doing Crow.
Crow's there.
I am. It's camera's on.
Camera's on.
Was there somebody else?
There's another picture.
Rice,
I took a picture of
Rice too, but he's
there
probably. I'm sure he's passed out too.
Really?
Yeah,
been up for 30
hours.
Phone
with
well, we had Makoa.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Dr. Pepperball.
What
go
was Tyler's character? That was that.
We didn't have any. I don't know.
Orky.
So Orky's there too, right?
I don't know if Orky's there. I thought he.
Oh, he kind of ran off, didn't he?
Well,
he
didn't
buy the end, so I
was tired or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he finally got pants.
Did my dad ever receive that letter that I sent him?
Everybody give me a perception roll.
You know I'm sleeping?
Yes.
So, does Shivers get one?
I'm not waking up.
11.
Yeah, Shivers get one.
I rolled a nat 1.
I don't think either one will.
Hey, at least you're gonna be rested.
We're dead.
Even as the world's
on. I had a 14. Shivers has. Oh, he's dumb. He's not gonna get hardly anything.
Allison, what was your.
Shivers had a 5.
The palm?
No. To the side.
Too late.
Alright, I need Dustin, Lance, and David to go upstairs.
Ah, crap.
Vento, what'd you roll?
11.
Really? You rolled a... What's your bonus?
I rolled a 14.
That's not concerning what you guys rolled. This is seeing if something else. You guys didn't notice it.
Upstairs. Walk of shame.
Ding. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Do me proud.
Lance, put your phone on speaker.
I just wanted to mock your so I can take pictures.
If that's the truth.
All right. You're sleeping rather peacefully, and then you feel a, kind of like a prick in your leg. Go ahead and make a fortitude save.
Can I use my society's character fortitude?
No.
17.
You immediately wake up. Let's see, where are you guys at? You immediately wake up and you see that ghoul that was down there is like right on top of you. So it'd be like you're laying here, he's got his clawed hand in your leg, that's where he woke you up, and he's got the other one like over your mouth.
So screaming rape is out of the question.
Yeah. And you see his like his blood red eyes, and you see like little saliva and stuff like dripping off of his teeth, and he just says, "Where is my book?"
So yeah, this clarification, his hands over my mouth.
Yeah.
See if he moves his hand.
He like moves it down just a little bit. Book, where is it?
No,
my book.
We either upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
It's in the basement.
You show me.
Okay.
So you get up. And he's got like his claws are like right on you. And you feel him like poking you again, so make another fortitude save. He's kind of like...
40.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Do you want pictures of, like, different things? Yeah, that'll be good. We're just kind of starting stuff.
Give me a second. I'm debating something crazy.
I got a pretty high perception roll for what he's doing here, so I'll let you do your thing before I do my thing here.
Can you have a
tell
in something?
No, not yet. It's going to be. It might be soon.
You
know,
I was thinking on that?
No, not yet.
A joke?
No, not yet, because then they'll run back down.
I'm debating towards burning hands or magic missiles.
So we're like this. He's poking you again. And then what are you doing now?
I was thinking about casting a spell.
Okay, because he's like, what is over here? What is this? And he's like pointing to your inventory stuff. You said you still have the bells on you with the actual book, right?
Yeah.
And the rest of your equipment, I assume you just have thrown all over the place.
Yeah.
He's going to be like pointing at the rest of it. What is this? What is in here?
My normal traveling gear.
Open it. Pour it out.
I keep my books in that top bag.
Open it.
Okay. I'll get up, start walking towards it.
And he's like right on you.
I will attempt to concentration check to avoid attack of opportunity.
Okay.
So I think it's first level, so it's 15 plus 2. Yeah. I think it's 15 plus level spell level.
That's to save the spell, right? Is that my understanding right?
Or, I guess it's...
Because it's... You save the spell, it's like the concentration plus the damage he deals if he hits you.
Cast offensively is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh.
normally have a barbarian or a paladin of monks hiding behind. I've never needed to do this before.
He stinks too. That's not adding to the flavor of the room. Yep. Good roleplay for that. Oh, God.
Okay, oh, casting defense, 15 plus spell level. Counting. What the bonus is, I think it's your level plus modifier.
You know, I didn't ever see anything in there about a bonus for concentration check unless you had a spell or a feat for it. Because I was looking through it back and forth. It's like, is there supposed to be a save or something like that?
There's a bonus to it. Yeah. I think it's level plus your modifier.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
The reason I'm saying this is because it's shown that for 60 for this character, that'd be his level 10 and plus 6 for his modifier. That's what I'm thinking.
Alright, and I mean, I'll run with it because I'm not 100% sure. I never found anything about concentration bonuses besides feats. Is that right? So I'm going to attack my opportunity for doing this.
Well, if I fail the concentration, he gets the attack of opportunity. That's what the casting.
Oh, defense. Okay, okay. Gotcha.
So 18 plus 9, so I'd have to get a 17 because it's 15 plus double the spell level to get it off.
Okay.
Without provoking.
So it sounds like you got it, right?
Yep.
All right.
So I had it on the dice before the modifier. So I'm going to go with Burning Hands.
Okay. Now your spells haven't refreshed yet, so I'm not sure how many you have left.
One first level left. I got 3 second level.
Oh yeah, you hardly ever cast that theory. Well, you did it in the one, I remember.
Yeah.
They just he didn't have something. I remember.
So it's 16's the save on it. So reflex for half. Not bad.
You didn't make it.
10, 13 plus draconic fire, so that's 17 damage.
Oh, yeah, he didn't make it safe. So you're like bending over to do it and just flip around. I'm like, ah! And you hear him hiss really loud, and he starts running. We'll say there's a window right there. So you can get an attack of opportunity against him.
I don't know if I got my claws, but otherwise I wouldn't have had a weapon drawn.
Oh, so you just have fists.
Well, I got the draconic ability to turn my hands into claws.
That's a free action, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's free action.
I think it is.
I never use it, so society character has no strength.
Gotta love looking up rules we hardly use.
Turning from something to grow claws is a free action.
Yep.
So, I guess I'll do the claws and
okay.
Take a swing.
Okay.
So, plus 3 to dice roll. I miss our...
Yeah. Alright, so you kind of make a swipe at him, and he just barely misses him. He kind of rolls out of your window there, because it was already open. You hear him make a thud on the ground, and then you hear him running away. And your room is on fire right now, so you may do whatever you wish to get everybody's attention.
We formed our own game of Road Seekers up there.
Fucking Road Seekers.
That's D&D 3.9.
I'm still confused, though. That's just we copied down the D&D rulebook, but we were drunk while we did it, so
says. I promise you won't be mad.
As long as nothing happens to Shivers.
The inn is on fire.
No! God damn it.
It's not like you made any money from it anyway.
Hey, we don't need no water.
We got insurance, right?
No, the insurance doesn't exist in this world. I think we've been over this. Fuck, we need to start that up. Yeah.
We tried.
We did?
Yeah. It's a racket.
David, you're a salesman.
That all makes sense.
Also, I've got...
So what, is it on fire? Are we awake? So. What's going on?
Basically, let you know what happened was...
Are you waking us up, bro?
He's screaming, so everybody wakes up.
And
the creature that we were trying to chase after that
got away.
I thought that was...
You're screaming on this?
Snuck into the room, basically, no, I'm just letting you know what happened.
Okay, okay. Well, wait, let's go back. We gotta wake up.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
Let's roleplay this shit.
Okay.
All right. What the hell's going on?
Nope. No, so you're hearing Ryan saying, fire, fire!
Oh, damn it. Well, I can't say I didn't expect this. All right.
The car's here.
I go find where he is.
How long did I get to sleep?
The car is there.
How much sleep did we get to?
About 2 hours.
Oh, God damn it.
Enough for me and my swallow pack?
No.
God damn it.
Well, just keep sleeping.
All right. What's going on?
I feel like a show.
Where did this river come from? Why are we on
the river? We can move it over so you guys are over here. I just did that over there because it was easier.
Not really.
Right. Okay.
So what were the perception checks for?
To see if you could see something.
Oh.
You guys didn't.
But you didn't go to bed yet? Is that what happened?
No, I was, but I was woken up.
He was the first one woken up. All right. Are we all together
so
now?
Major check?
Is this one big room or these separate rooms?
I thought they're all separate rooms. Yeah.
He rolled less than I did, so I don't know. I don't know what Eric has going on. Where are you?
I'll tell you as soon as you guys...
I got up.
I'm getting up and going where he's yelling. That's what I'm doing.
Can I get up? Can I see smoke or anything?
As soon as you go out in the hall, you can see smoke, yes.
Okay, I...
coming from the room Mentos went in.
I say, damn it, create water like you've never created water before.
He's like, I never have created water before.
No, I did that one time. I don't think I have a smoke anymore.
Okay.
I do still.
Is that a zero level?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
No, I just didn't have it.
How much of the
I haven't memorized the
hall. How much of the inn is on fire?
All right, so...
Yeah, it's all located in the Mentos room, right?
So we're all...
It's in his room?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to his room.
Up to 2 gallons of water per level on 4.
I'll grab a blanket and start to try to smother it.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Well, just wherever the... Yeah.
I'm,
I killed
he's stupid bugger!
I killed Mentos and then I put out the fire. With his dead body.
Alright. So we go in the room, what do we
I'm
see?
I'm spamming create water.
We haven't even seen what's in the room yet. So we go in the room, what's...
Well,
it's
on fire.
Yeah.
It's just me and the room's on fire.
The whole room is on
fire?
Are
you on fire?
A lot of the room.
Okay.
Interior.
Actually, to be more accurate, we should probably switch it. So.
Okay.
Well, that out there is... This isn't an accurate...
There's no... Yeah, there's no actual...
This is
river.
Just like the second
Wait,
floor.
You gotta get the fire thing out.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Basically, like...
Get the mini of me creating water out.
That'd be awesome if you had a mini for everything. Okay, get out the mini where I missed.
At least, at least the dwarf creating water.
Every mini you get with an action gives you a free action with it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
At the Pathfinder Society.
So I'm creating 6 gallons of water, like pretty quickly, right back from each other.
And I'm
like a fire hose.
Yeah, basically.
Do we see the guy at all?
What guy?
Or we just have no idea that somebody started this. We just...
No, you don't know
what the hell happened?
We're trying to get the fire out first.
Where's Makoa and them? They just don't even give a shit.
They're downstairs.
I can create a downpour.
Okay, do it, buddy.
I am. Also, this water disappears after one day if not consumed. So you guys need to drink this shit up.
What? What goes away?
The water goes away after
water.
One day. Yeah! The tsunami we drowned.
Floods the...
Okay. Those weren't your books, were they?
Too bad.
Yeah, you guys put it out rather quickly when he starts casting off.
All right, good night!
Can we sleep more?
Good night.
Remember last time we tried to sleep? The same thing happened. There was a fire outside, though.
Well, fucking Makoa.
Technically, elves don't need sleep.
Well, I'm not a fucking elf.
I am.
I say to Kenny.
No.
You get mad at him.
No, they do. They do sleep. They like half
a day. They meditate or something for 4 hours.
Oh, my homeland.
I can hate homeland.
That wasn't so funny. I'd be very offended right now.
Sorry, we go back a long time.
That
seems like something
you
say to
you. Yeah.
Oh, Homeland!
Are you talking about like the show? You meditate on the Showtime television series,
yeah.
Homeland? Is he a terrorist? I can't
No,
figure
it's
out.
Like, it starts with a K. This is Tabit talking. Who gives a shit?
Tabit, whenever you talk, you don't have to say this is Tabit talking. We can see you.
The Elven Homeland starts with like a K. I'm telling this to an elf.
Colorado?
Not,
and the elf's like, yeah, I think it's something
not,
like that.
Not,
you're right.
You got there? This is a Pathfinder universe.
Oh.
I didn't really grow up there, so.
No, it is technically a different planet, but we're also not a Pathfinder universe.
Elfland. Right next to Zombie.
Yeah, elves are from a different planet.
Well, since the fire is out, I'll tell you what happened.
Can I use survival to see if
there's any
traces
of
the guy that
like started to dream about the...
Trace Mentos?
Stoneworks?
Yeah, and that's...
You started fire?
Maybe.
Your pet rocks.
What'd you do?
Just let you know, it was always burning what the world was turning.
Make sure
not
to
go
so bad, if you let me.
All right.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
I
start looking around.
What happened?
Yeah, what's
that? That creature that attacked us down below that escaped.
Oh, the Rick?
Oh,
that we killed?
Yeah, that one guy got away.
He snuck in.
Rickon.
Basically wanted the book.
Oh.
I lied to him, telling him the book was down in the basement. So but he made me show him what was in my gear. And when he let me go long enough to do that, I cast the spell, injured him, and he fled.
Ah, good job. Except for the burning.
Do you still have the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't get damaged.
Can we just burn this
fucking
book?
The book is actually on you.
Yeah.
From my understanding.
I'll tell you.
The rest of the room was a little scorched. A little
what did he,
singy.
So wait, you started the fire?
Burning hands.
We didn't start the fire.
Billy Joel did.
Yeah.
So,
what do we
I'll be like, man, we need to take this book to Drakkar. I'll tell you about like what I said to him, that he knows what's going on with this. Then I'll give you a little noogie and be like, fucking fix this room.
Yeah.
That's where you're
sleeping. Like, we need to go to the car. Hey, you little scamp, fix this room.
I don't really.
It's not like we were making money anyway. In fact, this could be a theme room.
Have you ever wanted to sleep in a burned out death hole? Come to bed in Badger.
Where do we live? The town's food supply is burning down?
Maybe we're onto something here. We can have those same suites.
Oh, yeah.
At least it's not a murder room.
It can be. Non-adventurers can pretend like they're on adventures.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a burned room. Okay, time to go to bed. That was fun.
Asphyxiated temporarily. We'll revive you. Come to the Venom Badger, where you can die every night.
We don't have a bathroom. We have a room where everyone shits, and then people pay to sleep in there.
It's the same room we light on fire.
That's how we clean it.
Yeah. Because Makoa is fucking useless. Nice perception check, buddy.
Crap, what are we doing?
I don't know.
We
need to take this book to Drakkar, I say.
Yeah.
Well, some of us desperately need sleep.
Okay,
I'll probably take watch this time.
I'll strap it on to Shivers, and he'll just take
let's just stay in one room. Somebody stays awake.
Oh.
I'm not sleeping in the day room. I own this place.
Well, stay. Well, our biggest room, let's all stay in that room.
Well,
one person stays awake every day.
We have people that are awake, like,
yeah,
downstairs. We have Makoa and
they
stuff.
They couldn't even fire that guy.
Man.
Okay, let's be like, Makoa, you come up and stand guard while we sleep.
He's like, what about down here? And I'll, if anybody comes
but
in,
Rise,
there's
he,
right, yeah,
and
there's
he kind of starts laughing.
Rise.
There's Rise, and there's Race,
Rise,
and there's,
oh, okay.
And
Crow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crowlock's probably reading.
That's fine. Just keep an eye on the bar.
Somebody, we got enough people. Rise is
just
not dead tired, too.
They just need to guard the
Rise
boat, primarily.
Yeah.
Where are you, Rise?
Listen, I am going to sleep. You guys can work this out.
Yeah.
Tabitha's going to bed.
He doesn't even care.
Yeah, I don't even care. I've got bigger fish to make sushi out of. I mean, I'm frying some healthy.
To create water for
it. Yeah, to create water for it. Like Squidward.
He's studying to learn destroy water.
Yeah.
I wish that was a spell.
Might be.
Yeah, let's have Crow downstairs and we'll have Makoa guard our rooms. I'm going to go to sleep as
well.
Well,
and him primarily with the book with
Minto.
Yeah.
I'm going to bunk with Minto.
Okay. Bunk with you.
So, well, I guess I'm already left.
What?
You can stay in my room.
Question, but
so you're not in
the scorch
room.
You wake up, you ask some questions.
Yeah.
So no one's actually taking watch, right?
No,
well,
is.
Let's split sleep.
Let's split
suck.
Sleep.
I'm already asleep.
No, just have Makoa. Makoa's out here watching where the
book is. Getting all my spells back, I'm going to need a full night of sleep.
God damn it. Alright.
Ditto.
Poop. Alright. I'm going to sleep as well.
So it needs to be probably between you two and then the guy from downstairs.
Well, we got
he's got the biggest stake in this place. Make him stay up. And you don't have spells.
He's a
level
idiot.
He's an
idiot.
What? Don't worry, I didn't say that because I'm a super. Alright, so. What are you guys doing?
I was keeping an eye on the door.
Napping.
I'm staying. Sleeping. He's in the bed. Same room as I am.
I don't.
You move over.
How long do I have to sleep?
For. I don't know. At least.
To get.
Like 8 hours, I guess.
Alright, so I've already slept two.
How many hit points do we get back?
Get your.
Well, it's like my girlfriend. You only need like 3 hours to fucking
hit points back, so you get 4 hit points back.
Oh, that's it.
I can sleep in my armor. Six.
An old one is just one.
Yeah.
The way I work, yeah, that's about right. Wait, shivers hurt?
Yeah.
And Reddit had a homebrew thing the other day, and I seen the rule that I kind of like. Is that when you're not in combat and you use heal spells, they're already maximized. I don't know. I think that we should start using that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't doubt that.
But
like taking 20 on a heal, basically?
Yeah. So when you're cast Cure Light Wounds, you automatically do, what is it, 12?
As full as possible.
Yeah, so
D8 plus.
So you're like 4, so you're doing 12 each time.
What about for a wand?
Oh, yeah, we do wands.
I don't know wand.
Anyway,
well,
so we're
one,
sleeping.
No wand.
Sleeping.
Jesus Christ.
What happens?
I'll sleep for 6 hours.
You know that, that monster by the campaign is still growing stronger, guys.
Just
so
bring it on.
That's what we have
it
to
is
fight.
A maximum. It Oil is over 9,000. Oil is getting stronger.
Alright, everybody gets all their mythic points back. Everybody gets their spells back.
I didn't even use any. I don't think so.
Well,
think
now that I have my abilities,
yeah,
I can do that. I've used it a couple times to talk to Shivers.
Everybody gets their spells back. Everybody gets 4 hit points back if they were down that minute.
So we're sleeping for at least 8 hours?
Yep, so 8 hours of uninterrupted rest, except for hearing the creak of McCullen walking up and down the...
We're all good. At least he's
thing.
Fucking...
Shivers,
you
watch
this
time.
Shivers, you sleep a little bit more, because you,
I like how Dave's doing cartwheels now.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.